Lamed. Oh, tonight's very interesting. All about death and decomposing. Very juicy topics. Let's start from Lamdal Ramad Alf at the bottom. Because I want to start, we're talking about Mace Mitzvah. So that story, I think we did the story to Rabbi Akiva. I think we ended off with that last week. And let's read it over again. This is, 3067. Not on the previous page. I'm going back. I want to start from Hamosi Mace Mitzvah, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines up from the bottom. Hamosi Mace Mitzvah. Somebody finds a dead body which has no body to deal with it. Harezim Metapobo, you get involved with it, Vekova, and you bury it. Bekumkomo. We're in its spot. Amos, when is that true? Bizman Shemotzel Chutzitzchum, you find it beyond the 2,000 amas away from the cemetery. Amotzel Chutzitzchum, you find it within 2,000 amas of the cemetery. Harezim Reveal Mokum Akhwaras, you bring it into the place where the graves are. Bekova, you bury it there. Amrebi Kiva. Kiva said, this is how I began serving before the Chachamim. Once I was walking down the road, this seems before he became a Talmud Chacham, right? When he was still in Amoritz, right? I found a Mace Mitzvah. I found a dead body. Nidpaltivo, and I dealt with it karbas meal for a meal. Atre veisi, l'malchak for us, so I brought it to a cemetery. Nidpaltivo, and I buried it. When I came to Elizabeth Rishua, the Gdoli Ador, and I said this to them, Amruli, they said to me, I'll call Psia, Psia, Shaisa Posa, and every step you took, Ma'alecha, we consider you Ki'ilu as if Shafach Dodomim, as if you spilled blood because you had no right to carry him, you should have buried him on the spot. Amarti, I said, Imish Rashi, he's Kavanti, Lizkus. But when I had a mind to do a good thing, this chayavti, I turned out to do a bad thing. But shosh lois kaman in sus when I had it, but didn't have a mind to do a good thing. I was kamakam was much, much worse. It's interesting, Rabbi Akiva said the same thing a few blot ago. He said about, not a few blot, a few mesecht ago. And the story about a woman who made a nether, right? And her husband, unbeknownst to her, had been made for the nether. That she requires kapora for having, if she transgressed that, or not having known the husband was made for her, she requires kapara for having, you know, intended the sin. And there he even said, if where she didn't sin, right, she needs kapara. Certainly if you did sin, you do need kapara. So it's a similar type of discussion to what he's saying here. From that time on, I did not leave the study or the service of Talmid Chachamim. Well, your man that he said as a result of this episode, the Lo Shimesh Chachimai, somebody doesn't serve the Chachamim, does not serve by them, an apprenticeship or an internship, K'tol Chayiv is liable to death penalty. Now, along these lines, Meis Mitzvah Kana Mekomo, a person who is a Meis Mitzvah, the corpse acquires its spot Arba Amos, four Amos in which to lie. Even in a field which is full of saffron, extremely expensive spice, that was the condition Yeshua stipulated in the binding up the land of Israel. So that wherever a Mace Mitzvah falls, that's where you bury him. Okay? This is, even if it cramps the style of the owner of the field, he has to abide by that Takana, because Yeshua made that implicit, or explicit, I guess, when he divided up the land of Israel by tribe. Okay? So, says the Gemara Amos, when is that true? Bizman Shemotzah Besod, if you found him in the field. He found him on the road, Kovra, then you don't bury in the middle of the road, because Kohanim are going to walk there, you know? People with Trumas and Korbanos are going to walk there. Well, not Korbanos, but Trumas and Maestros. So the Kovro, so there in the barrier, to only Amina Derech or Smol Derech, either to right or left of the field. Now, if you have two options, on one side is a sod that boor, is a field which is fallow, and another field is sod, and near is plant, is plowed,
And Karvah saw the boar, put him in the fallow field. Sudden air, but saw the zera. If you have a field which is plowed, and a field which is still planted already, Karvah saw the sudden air, put him in the plowed field. Saw the canvas, saw the zera. If you have a vineyard and a grain field, Karvah saw the zera, put in the grain field, less loss. Saw the canvas, saw the elon. If it's a choice between a vineyard and an orchard. East tiny tiny those learn cover of the can we put him into the vineyard. East tiny tiny cover so you know those who say you put him to the orchard. Manama come over saw the carom he says he put him into the orchard. Obviously in low but not into the vineyard. But not to the orchard. Mibne Oel, because the trees create a big awning, right? Grapevines grow low to the ground, but trees create an awning, so much more likely that it's gonna be tumah with you under the same tree, right? Because the tree will create an awning over you in the grape, but not in a vineyard. Because of the potential foliage serves the tent. He said he put him into the orchard. I saw the caramel, but not into the vineyard. Because when you harvest the grapes and they get moist, then they can become tummy, as opposed to fruit that generally doesn't get moist in the harvesting process. Okay. B'yichlif Rabbi Ami b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Yichlif. What if he switched and planted in the wrong field? Rabbi Ami named Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said, "Over mishum lo tatame zad moscha." You transgress the prohibition of defiling your land. It's interesting. It's called defiling the land because even though you're going to defile land anyway, because you're going to plant one or two fields, but you have to diminish the amount of defiling you do, and if you don't diminish that, you transgress the prohibition of lo tatames ad moscha. Okay? Hayim shtem bur shtem niyavod, both fields are fallow, both of them are plowed, shtem zera, both of them are planted. Kol rabbi yishiyati yibarim in trouble when you want. Now, koin v'levi, you have a Kohen Levi walking down the road, and they see a Mace Mitzvah. Yitame Levi, the Levi should become Tomei. Levi Yisrael, if you have a Levi Yisrael working down the middle of the road, Yitame Yisrael, Yisrael should become Tomei. So I don't know, who cares? V'lo who Levi, who Yisrael, in terms of Tumah, no difference between Levi and Yisrael. So I don't know, there is a difference. Amri Abi and Rabbi Abi said, Pshaz Duchachin, when there's still Base Amitah, Shlevim would serve on the Duchan. So Levi could not serve on the Duchan, you know, to sing if he was Tomei. So therefore, at that point, there is an advantage to Yisrael doing the Tumah work as opposed to the Levi. Now, Chachomim said in our Mishnah that when a Kohen Gadol and Nozer walking down the road, so the Chachomim say the Nozer should become Tomei and not the Kohen Gadol. The letter says the Kohen should become Tomei and not the Nozer. Right? So, says the Gemara, Chachamim concede to Rabbi Elezer that there are a lot of words missing here. Not a lot. Four. Chamoni Chachamim Rabbi Elezer, the Kohen Gadol should be Tomei and the Nozer is Tohar. It's the opposite. Should be Kohen Gadol Tahar, but Nazir Tame, right? No, Kohen Gadol Tame. Oh, no, I just missed one of the wrong words. But Kohen Gadol Tame, and Nazir is Tahar, she Tame, it should be the Kohen Gadol should become. I changed it from Nazir to Kohen Gadol.
Kohen Gadol is already Tame?
It's already Tamir. Tomei for some other reason, okay. And the Nazir is still Tar. That even though normally though the Nazir should become Tomei, in this case Kohen Gadol should become Tomei.
Right,
because Tomei already. By Tomei Kohen Gadol, and vice versa. Motor Rabbi Elezer Chachamim, the Kohen Gadol is should say Tar, and the Nazir is Tomei. She Tomei Nazir that the Nazir should become Tomei by Tomei Kohen Gadol, not the Kohen Gadol. Now says the more further. Going on the next part of the Mishnah, the Mishnah said that the Mishnah said, of course, this statement that Kohen Gadol.
The only thing is that the Kohen Gadol, let's say he's in his sixth day, seventh day of his tumah.
Doesn't matter. He's still Tomei.
Yeah, Yeah, but he's about to become taller. And now he's going to be torn up.
Doesn't matter. Won't matter. Because right now he's starving. That's
he has to do the avoda. It's pushing off his doing the avoda for another 7 days.
That's the only thing that matters. Because right now he's stomach. Now the end of Mishnah said that the rationale of the Rabbanan is that the Nazir, his Kedusha is temporary, and therefore he should be Mitami. The Kohen Gadol is eternal, and therefore he should not be Mitami. So now says Morhagat Mechon. Shekdishu Avmi Merechem, what if his father consecrated the Nazir from his womb? So then he's also an eternal Nazir. Now there's a whole, the Achronim speak about this as a Tosfos which says in the Bavli, and we add something like this right in Yerushalmi, which is that even if his father makes him a Nazir, it's only till Bar Mitzvah. But here it sounds like from the Yerushalmi that his father can make him a Nazir for eternity, because that's the question here. Excuse me. If you have a Nazir who's made Nazir forever, and a Kohen Gadol, who's also obviously Kohen Gadol forever, so then, who should become Tamei? They're both eternally Kadosh. So says the Gemara, it's not comparable. Zu Torah v'zu eina Torah. The Kohen Gadol is Midaraisa Kadosh forever. This Nazir, whose father made him a Nazir, is only Kadosh, the Rabbana. And again, as I said, it's a question they deal with the Chorah, regardless of what's only to Bar Mitzvah. All right, we won't get into that right now.
Right,
it could be that's about the Nazir Shimshon, but the thing is, it's unlikely because we're going to speak about Nazir Olam in a few minutes, but could be. Says Zemara, Rabbi Yonah B'Shem Rabbi Yitzchak said, Asher Rabbi Lezka Be Shammai. Rabbi Lezka is like Be Shammai. Now, there are a couple of typos here too. But the Machlos Be Shammai Be Sos in Brachas. But who, when you make Kiddush, which Brachas do you make first? Do you bring Priya Gofen first or Mekadosh HaShabbos first? So we do like Beis Hillel. We make Bore Priya Gofen first. Why? Why make Bore Priya Gofen first? Mekadosh HaShabbos. Because it's more prevalent. Todir v'sheino todir todir kodem. It's more prevalent bracha. But Beis Shammai says you do it the opposite first. Because in todir mekudosh is something frequent, but something which is holier, the holy thing comes first. So Shabbos is holier. Okay?
Wine is tangible, though, right in front of
you. All those as far as which it is, but we're focusing on that specific far question of Tadir and Mekudosh. So as my Rabbi Lez is going to be Shammai. The Shammai says Tadir and Mekudosh is something which is prevalent, and something which is Mekudosh, it's a typo, it should be Mekudosh Kodem, the holy thing came first. Because so to Rabbi Lez, Tadir and Mekudosh should be something which is prevalent, something which is Kodosh, then Kadosh Kodem. The thing which is prevalent comes first. So a Nazir actually is holier than a Kohen. Why is that? He explained that originally because if a Kohen becomes Tamei, it doesn't bring a Karban. But if a Nazir becomes Tamei, it brings a Karban. So a Nazir is considered holier than a Kohen. So therefore, according to Rabbi Lezer, who should refrain from becoming Tamei? The holier one. Who's the holier one? The Nazir. The Kohen should become Tamei, it said. Okay? Now, long lines of holiness. If one guy's a Nazir for Shloshim for 30 days, a Nazir man, the other one's a Nazir for 100 days, Yitame Nazir Shloshim, one is Nazir for 30 days, he's the one who should go and do the Mace Mitzvah. Nazir, because he's not, either because he's not as holy, or because he'll have to, for the odds are he's breaking less of his Naziris, although it's not clear. So it's probably because he's not as holy. Similarly, Nazir Olam, Nazir may have a Nazir Olam, somebody's a Nazir for 100 days, somebody's a Nazir forever. Yitami Nazir may have the one who's a Nazir for 100 days, he should go be Mitami, because he's less holy. Nazir Olam, the Nazir Nazir, so guy is a Nazir forever, and another guy is a Nazir in perpetuity, meaning that he's 30 days, and then another 30 days, and another 30 days, and another 30 days, but it's not one continuous Nazirus. Okay? It's every 30 days a new one. So he's tiny. Those who say Yitami Nazir, the one who's Nazir for eternity, he's the one who should go be Tami. He's tiny. Those who learned Yitami Nazir Nazirus, the one who's Nazir in perpetuity in 30-day cycles, he should become Tami. Madamai, he holds that Tami Nazir, or that Yitami Tami Nazir Olam, that the one who should go to become Tameh is the one who's a Nazir for eternity. Han Nazir is here still, but not the one who's a Nazir in perpetuity. Nibnei, we're going to switch the reasons according to Bnei Moshe. Nazir Karbonos or Merubin? Because... Was somebody not? Oh, it's a block. Okay. Hanazin is zeros low, but not, the nose only should become Tommy, not the nose in the zeros. They should come nose and remove him because the guy who's nose in the zeros, he's holier because he has to bring more carbonos. Every 3 days he brings carbonos. Then it starts again. So therefore, since he's holier, he should refrain. Madamir, nose in the zeros, nose oilum, low, and and he says the opposite. The guy who was in Nazir in perpetuity should become Tommy, not the guy who was Nazir forever. Nay, that's because it should be Shatik Lachto Meruba. Because the Nazir on the Nazir Olam goes a longer distance between haircuts. You can only take a haircut once a year. Whereas the Nazir in the Zeros could take a haircut every 30 days. So therefore, we would say that the holy one is determined by the longer term between haircuts. Okay?
Nazir Naziris, like you said, it's just a series of 30-day Naziris. He's only a Nazir of 30 days.
Yeah, but he can't...
But he just keeps recycling.
True, but if you all the carbonos make the determination, so he has more carbonos. That's the Gemara's swar on the other side. You're right, Bill. It was a valid point. Hichlif... Now, what if they switch? In other words, the wrong Nazir went and to deal with the Meitz Mitzvah. So, Yeva Kador, we say similarly to that, which we said, Om Rabbi Amishem Mishem Elokish, Oim Mishem Elot Tami Zad Moscha. It's like, but the land you defile, you transgress, don't defile the land. Kokain, so to the person becomes Tomei, defies the prohibition of not becoming Tomei, because it was not permitted for him to do so. It should have been the other guy who became Tomei instead. Okay? Halelu Tmeos, Hanazir Megaleach. And these type of tumah, Nazir cuts his hair and starts again. Alameis, on a dead body, Valgazayis min Ameis, on a Gazayis from a dead body, Valgazayis Netzo, Gazayis of Netzo, we're going to see what that is in the Gemara, Valmoi Tavar Rekiv, and on a ladle full of rot. Guess where that rot comes from? Dead bodies, right? The body rots. Eventually rots, right? For Sheshla, on the spine, even if it has no flesh. For goes on the skull, even if it has no flesh. For Aver Mina Mates, on a limb of the dead body. For Aver Mina Chai, last week we couldn't figure out. Here it is. Aver Mina Chai, Sheshla and Basakaroi, if there's sufficient flesh upon them to consider it constitute an Aver. V'chatzikav, it's almost in half a measure of bones. V'chatzilogdam, half of log of blood, which is about 6.6 ounces. Amagon, in all these cases, if he touched them, amasot, and he carried them, v'alai, look! And if you're in the same room as any of these things. V'alethem kisora, on a bone, the size of a barley kernel. Amagon, touching it, v'amasot, and carrying it, but not al-ohalo. The carbonate and everybody takes out because there's no halacha of ohel, of being prohibition being in the same room with a bone the size of a barley kernel. Aleilu anozir megaleach, and these things the nozir shaves, umaze, and he sprinkles from the paraduma on himself, bishlishi, on the third day, bishvi, on the seventh day, usosa zakomi, and he nullifies the previous days, veinu matzchil anozir, doesn't start counting fresh, actually tired until he becomes tar, the other kernel brings his korbanos as well. Chatzav shol Rabbi Yochanan. One old man asked Rabbi Yochanan, "Gezayis mina memeis mitame." Once he said a mishnah, "Gezayis from a meis mitame." Kulo koshkin is not a kavachomer. The entire meis is mitame. Why have to say "Gezayis mina meis" and a meis? Superfluous, right? So Amarlo, they said, "Lavi es a nefo." It comes to include a nepho, meaning a miscarriage fetus, right? Shame book is eyes. Somebody just go in and come on.
Definitely not in this time.
Go ahead.
Three lines below the Gemara.
Were you back from a Sheva Brachas already?
Back from a Sheva
Brachas. Where was it tonight?
What's that?
Where was it?
Slice.
Okay. What is your son doing exactly?
He's going to be working for a commercial industrial real estate brokerage firm starting middle of next week.
Where, here or there?
Chicago.
Chicago. So he's going to be living here permanently?
West Rogers Park, yeah.
Very nice. Okay, good. That's nice. You have them here. It's very lucky.
Yeah. Look at that.
So we're in Laman Hamid Alf. We got we just finished the Mishnah. Chatzab Shah Rabbi Yochanan. A certain old man asked Rabbi Yochanan, Gezayis min ha-meis mitame kulo? It said in the Mishnah that a Gezayis min ha-meis is mitame and nozir. So, I'm sorry. Gezayis min ha-meis mitame kulo koshke is not a kaf chomer, then the entire meis is mitame. So as you said, Gezayis is mitame. Of course, the entire body is mitame. So, kulo koshke in omelos, they said, l'havi san nefel, now the chish is that it's fetish, embo Gezayis. You know how small that is? I don't know how many weeks that is. But a fetus, which is not doesn't have a kazayas, is already mitame. I don't know. It must be like the first few weeks only.
I thought less than 40 days is my adam.
Yeah, so it must be right after the 40 days are over. I don't know exactly when it is. The first 40 days stock of water. But I don't know. It must be right after that. Okay, I don't know exactly what the gestation period is. How it works. Okay, then he asks him another question. Chaz of Shalot says, Abram mina meis is mitame. A limb of the dead body is mitame. Lo koshke kulo is not certainly the entire thing. So why did the Mishnah say, Abram mina meis, and then the entire meis? On Lose, he said, Lo avi sanevo comes to include a nefel, a fetus shalo, it should be koshru, avar, of whose limbs are not yet formed. In other words, not only, don't think it's just a nefel, whose limbs have formed, even a nephil is unformed, is just a blob, right? That already is mitami. So this is Marbios here, it says, Chachim hua in Sava. Was this old man bright? Meaning he wasn't too bright. The lo Chachim Mishal, he didn't ask a smart question. Became the Sholchim Mesa, once he knew the answer to his first question, that it was talking about it, that the Mishnah has to tell us about miscarriages, about fetuses. So he would know already that the answer to the second question, that just like the first, it's talking about a nefo vis-a-vis the halacha of even less than a kazai. So about a nefo vis-a-vis the halacha, even if he doesn't have any limbs yet, right? Even if it's just a blob. The boy Mishal Tarteon, if he wanted to ask both questions, Shaltin Yeis, he should have asked first the second question, right? So how about limbs? Once you know that a limb of a mesa metame, so then you have to tell me that even a mesa metame, and he told him that it's for a nephil whose limbs are not yet formed. Then he could have asked the second question and asked him how big, and he would have told him even as small as a gazayas. But once you know it's a gazayas already, a nephil the size of gazayas, there ain't no nephil the size of gazayas who nikshu evorav, whose limbs are formed. So you should have realized that the reason why it says aver mean a mace is in order to tell us where do you need an aver when there are avor impossible. Whereas a nephil, there's no avor impossible, it's still matame. That's why it says aver mean a mace and mace, the mace talking about the miscarriage. Again,
There are two points that the two questions that the old man asked. He said, why do you have to tell me both about Kizayis Minam Mase and Mase? Or why do you have to tell me both Aver Minam Mase and Mase? Those are the two questions. And the answer to the first question was Kizayis Minam Mase, meaning even a Nefel, who's the size of a Kizayis, and the Kizayis Minam Mase, and he, I'm sorry, even a Nefel is less than Kizayis. Kizayis Minam Mase is of a whole body, and a Nefel, even if it's less than a Kizayis. And the second question was, why it's Aver Minam Mase and Mase? So he said, Aver Minam Mase is where there are Evorim. And Mase is where there are no Evorim, a fetus which comes without Evorim. So then the critique was, he didn't have to ask the second question. Once he asked the first question and knew that a Nefel, even smaller than the size of Kizayis, it's obvious that his limbs are not fully formed. And that's what it's going to tell us. When it says mace, it means means A, it's less than the Kizayis, B, the limbs are not fully formed. But he could have asked the other way around, the Gemara says. But he could have asked, why it's Aver Minam Mase and Mase? That's the parameters of Trimatami in the Nazir. Ulutumas Mikdash Akadoshav Anar Matame, a person that he may not enter the base of Mikdash or touch Kachim. Rabbi Yaakov Baride B'Shem Rabbi Shimon said, Medrash Amru B'Pi Chaga Yitzchai Malachi is a Medrash named Chaga Yitzchai Malachi. So in any event, the base of the child, half a look, those are the authors of our Mishnah, and we will stop here for this evening. Okay, guys, the rest of Nazir is not exactly Sumatar. So, but hopefully we'll be finished soon. What? Do we have it here? I don't remember.
Tomorrow night I'm going to the Bris dinner, so.
Yeah. We're learning here tomorrow night after the 8:40 minute earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, except Monday night. What? Not
Thursday.
Yeah, we announced on Thursday, but I'm reminding everybody. Okay.
So,
I don't think Rabbi Aaron's going to speak, so maybe you can make it early.
He's sick.
He's sick. He's obviously sick, by the way.
Really?